This is the eMusician Podcast Show here on EPN. And now your host, Eric Dye.
Hello, this is Eric Dye. And once again, welcome to the eMusician Podcast Show here on EPN, where we feature different individuals in the music industry that gives you a chance to hear how, as musicians, business owners, and entrepreneurs, they are growing their fan bases, their experiences, creations, successes, and or setbacks, and more. Today on the program, we're joined by Cameron Sean, a new emerging hip-hop artist and songwriter who is a passionate advocate for the hashtag Stop Asian Hate movement, seeking to inspire systemic change not only through his rhymes but also through his actions. And Cam, thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, you're certainly more than welcome. Looking forward to hearing from you today. So for starters, who or what has inspired your desire to become a hip-hop artist all of these years?
I would say just culture I've been surrounded by my whole life, being in New York, near the city, in and out. Hip-hop has always just been something I've always been, you know, infatuated by, whether it was in movies or, you know, 8 Mile growing up, listening to Eminem. But music's just really helped me through some tough personal times. And, you know, it's kind of just stemmed from there as a something to do when I felt like I needed a pick-me-up of some sort, you know?
It certainly makes a lot of sense, and thanks for sharing some of that background with us. That is helpful. Now, how would you best describe your music, and what makes it stand out from others in the hip-hop genre?
I would say it's a combination of kind of sounds that I grew up listening to. So, you know, a preface on lyrics and storytelling, maybe, or just different elements of the craft. And then I would say it's different because today it still possesses those qualities, but the melodies are more catchy, like today's sound, you know? So I would say a combination of the old and the new would describe my sound.
I like it. It sounds quite unique. A little of the old, a little of the new. Now, the pandemic was a weird time for everyone. I bet it was for you, too. How did it affect you as a creative and with your headway as an artist? And do you have a particular ritual or creative process, that you follow when diving into songwriting?
Honestly, it helped me in a way just because, you know, there was even less distractions, frankly, you know, to really work on my craft and work on the goals that I have for myself. I would say, if anything, it allowed me to really focus in terms of focus and time frame, just because a lot of things were shut down regardless. So it did help me. But in terms of creative process, it really kind of depends. I think what I've learned most about getting better and like switching from doing something that's just a hobby to trying to make it, you know, work out full time and get paid by it is not waiting to feel inspired. Because as an artist, like if you wait to feel inspired, you'll be waiting forever. You know, you really have to be consistent in terms of approach, even if you don't feel like you're making your best stuff. Because, you know, we're our biggest critics, of course. But and as artists, we're in our heads a lot. But I would say just showing up every day, putting something down regardless, has really helped me, you know.
Yeah, I can also understand having less distractions during that time, how that could be of a big help to you as well. Today we're joined by Cameron Sean, a new emerging hip-hop artist and songwriter who is a passionate advocate for the hashtag Stop Asian Hate movement, seeking to inspire systemic change not only through his rhymes, but also through his actions here on the eMusician Podcast Show, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, obviously, you have to maintain a certain look and physicality for the role of an independent hip-hop artist. How would you describe your personal style? An artist have to maintain solid physical shape and have outlets for escape. Can you share with us, if you don't mind, what gym hacks keep you physically fit and what you do to zen out, separating work from play?
That's really good. Really good question. I would say what I've been doing recently is, frankly, being way more cognizant of what I'm eating, but time frames of eating. I would say, literally, after a weight session, what's really helped me for cardio wise is just putting the treadmill on, like, you know, a 12 incline or a 15 incline, walking for 30 minutes on an incline at 3 miles an hour. And I try not to grab the bar at all for the whole process. I try to hit 35, 40 minutes and try to keep my heart rate around like 135. And I do that every day or every other day. My goal is to not go more than 2 days without walking, but that has really helped me, honestly. That and then just more attention to my diet. But to separate work and play, there's just certain things I know I need to do every day, you know. And I feel like crap when they don't happen, whether it be because of whatever the situation is, whatever excuse I'm making. I always try to, you know, hit the gym at least 4 to 5 times a week. And the difference has been diet, because normally I haven't cared. But as I get older, you know, you start to feel it, and all that mental brain fog and stuff. Like, after enough time, you start to genuinely feel better. It's just the consistency piece, you know?
Yeah, certainly a lot to learn from your response there, and thanks for that. Now, your new track is called Crazy. It's been receiving a lot of radio and club attention. How did this song come about, and why do you think it's such a banger for the club circuit?
I just think people can relate to it. I try to make songs that are relatable to certain. I just want to touch certain listeners, you know, to really create a strong fan connection with all my music. So this specific song was just about meeting someone, whether it's at a club or on a dating app or a date in general, and they give you a couple red flags that they're a little off, you know. And I feel like as any individual, whether you're a man, whether you're a woman, you know, whatever you are, if you're in the dating scene, you have felt some type of energy like that at some point. And it's just funny because, you know, my whole preface of that song was like, yeah, this person may be a little off. I've kind of come a long way in terms of personal growth and sacrifice. I don't know if I want to risk it all for this person who I barely know, you know. So I just thought it was relatable ultimately. And then the beat is catchy, the hook is catchy, and, you know, the verses are lyrical as always. So I enjoyed creating that one.
Excellent. And also your song Please Don't Hate is a cry for Asian Americans. Tell us more about the backstory on that song and what it means to you personally.
I just felt like someone had to say something, my friend, you know, living in New York and all the crimes that were happening at the time. No one was, you know, obviously no one takes Asian racism seriously. It's just the fact of society, you know, unfortunately. So I just felt with my platform and with talent and my ability, I had to say something. But I don't want people to assume that I just care about Asian injustice. I mean, I care about all injustice. If it's, regardless of whatever the topic is, I'll be speaking about it, you know. So it's not, I never want to be known as the guy who raps about Asian injustice only. I want to be known as a dope artist who is incredible at what he does, who happens to be an advocate for all types of hate. But obviously, because I'm Asian, you know, I'm definitely going to speak about that as well, you know. But I just felt during that time, you know, you got people getting thrown in front of subways and we're not calling it a hate crime. It's like, you know, just, all I'm saying is keep it consistent with everything else. That's all. I mean, my grandmother's old and 4'10 and Asian, lives in the hood, and, you know, she lives in the hood in Spanish Harlem. And it's like, you know, anything could happen to them. At the time, because of Corona, like, nobody was saying anything. Nobody cared. And people are so ignorant. It's like, you're mad at Asian Americans. It just doesn't even make sense. You know what I mean? Logically, like, but it is what it is. Someone had to say something, whether it did anything or not, is kind of up to subjectiveness. But for me personally, I felt better at least saying something, you know, than just letting stuff happen and not do anything at all.
Well, hats off to you for making a move on that and trying to make a difference where there is issues within the Asian American population. And we're appreciative here at EPN for your efforts in those regards. If listeners wanted to check out more on your music, yourself, or anything along those lines, where's the best place to do so?
So it's CameronShawnMusic.com. And you can find me on all social media at @CameronShawnMusic. That's CameronShawn. And Sean, Sean, music, one word. For all streaming platforms, it's Cameron space Sean.
And of course, we'll leave all links within the show notes of this broadcast for the convenience of the audience. Cam, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on the E-Musician Podcast Show.
Thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate your time.
Now, you're more than welcome, and certainly appreciated your time as well. Again, you just heard from Cameron Sean, a new emerging hip-hop artist and songwriter who is a passionate advocate for the #StopAsianHate movement, seeking to inspire systemic change not only through his rhymes but also through his actions. And for more details, visit CameronShawnMusic.com. Now let's listen to a clip of Cam Sean, and this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to the E-Musician Podcast Show here on EPN, and we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to the E-Musician Podcast Show. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. One time.
that camera, Sean. Seen you across the room, I didn't know what to do. Had to introduce myself. You call me Cameron, baby. They call me Cameron, baby. Seen you across the room, I didn't know what to do. Had to introduce myself. She said, hi, I'm Stacy. But she might be.
Hey, yo, you tell me that I'm stuck in my ways, but I guess it's truth in it. But girl, you got me out of my mind, I feel like a lunatic. So many years surrounded by bars, I feel like a fugitive. I told the family that we'd be straight, we'd be stupid rich. Cause being broke was never a joke, it was never humorous. They always asking me about drive, f***ing intuitive. The attention I attract in the spot is truly just ludicrous. I make that magic happen in young Harry Houdini out of Budapest. Cause I'm hungry, do you really mean it when you tell me that you love me? I pray that baby, you're not crazy. But she might be.
Seen you across the room, I didn't know what to do. Had to introduce myself. She called me Cameron, baby. They call me Cameron, baby. Seen you across the room, I didn't know what to do. Had to introduce myself. She said, hi, I'm Stacy. But she might be.
I'm still allergic to the drama. I know what the drama brings. Motion sickness from the moves I make. I need some drama, me. Cause I seen crazy people do a lot of scary things. If we were together, we'd be Britney Spears and Charlie Sheen. And right now, I can't handle it. And if we try to make it work, they would cancel us. Yeah, you're psychotic, neurotic. I've come too far to take it now. I'm being honest when I live the moments that I used to dream of. How much pain would you need to feel love? You only want me now cause I'm on the up. That's why I gotta keep it a buck. Temptations from multiple drugs and dark times. All I need is your love. My brain is off, my mind is gone. Electric in the air, baby, this work to be young song.
Seen you across the room, I didn't know what to do. Had to introduce myself. You call me Cameron, baby. They call me Cameron, baby. Seen you across the room, I didn't know what to do. Had to introduce myself. She said, hi, I'm Stacy. But she might be
crazy.
But she might be. But she might be.